Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Tuesday, February 8th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. Citrus, namely oranges, have been farmed commercially in Florida groves since the early 1800s. The first citrus was brought to the Western Hemisphere in 1493 by Christopher Columbus. In the mid-1500s, one of the early Spanish explorers, most likely Ponce de Leon, planted the first orange trees around the current location of St. Augustine, Florida. Florida's unique sandy soil and subtropical climate provided to be ideal for growing the seeds that the early settlers planted and have flourished ever since. Today, it's a $9 billion industry, employing nearly 76,000 Floridians. In 1835, the citrus industry was just getting on its feet, but it almost ended before it got going. On February 8, 1835, a bitter, cold Arctic blast reached into the southern part of the United States and produced low temperatures unknown in that region. The mercury reached below zero as far south as Savannah, Georgia. And on the morning of February 8th, the temperature read 8 degrees in Jacksonville, killing most of the orange trees and setting back the citrus industry for more than 10 years. The first groves were originally planted in northern Florida, far from where they currently exist. As time went on and more killing freezes occurred, the groves were moved farther and farther south and are now hundreds of miles south of their original location. And that's what happened on February 8th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Listen to Weather Insider every weekday for a discussion on trending weather news. You'll get detailed insight into major weather events and learn the why behind the weather, gaining knowledge on terms like what's a nor'easter. Just subscribe to Weather Insider on your favorite podcast platforms today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.